Do you like to call this meeting of the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board for Sunrise Manor to order, 6:30? Let's begin with the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen. Roll call.
Hi, Kevin Williams.
Earl Barbeau.
Harry Williams.
Jill Leva.
Here with Chris Martinez, Commissioner of Sayreville's office. Roxy Tais from Comptroller's Office.
Thank you. Now, this is the period devoted for public comment. This period is devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about items within your jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson of the board, council, by majority vote. Item number three, approval of the minutes for October 16th, 2025.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item number four, approval of agenda for October 30, 2025, and hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action.
Motion to approve the agenda for tonight.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 3-0. Informational items.
No informational items.
None today. Okay, let's get going on. Item number one. UC25-0663-5080, Judson Avenue LLC. Use permit for outside storage. Waiver of development standards for fouling. Eliminate street landscaping. Reduce height of security wire fencing. And eliminate onsite parking. Design review for proposed manufacturing and production facility with outdoor storage on 2.58 acres in an IL light industrial zoning within the airport environs of AE65 and APZ2 overlay, generally located north of Judson and west of Nellis in Sunrise Manor. For possible action, 11-4-25, at the Planning Commission. Is the applicant present? Would you like to make your presentation?
Come up here and you state your name and address for the record, and then you talk to the board and explain what you're doing.
Okay, there's a mic right here.
I'm nervous as it is, and I speak very loud, so. Andrew Ortega. Address 5080 Judson Avenue. This is a curb building we just purchased. It's a manufactured building for stone countertops. And we're just trying to get it up to code from the previous owners that they had it. I know it has gone through a couple of owners, and nobody has updated to the county, so that's all we're here to do that. We are using our current areas as we didn't know that those were parking lots, but we're using our gated areas of our parking lots as a storage unit, just against the wall. That's pretty much what we're using. I wasn't aware there was supposed to be landscape since they bought the building, but there hasn't ever been landscape on there, which is front and side. I know there is another building being built up within 8 to 9 months in the back. Those permits are still in work. And as far as the parking lot, we do have enough parking in the front of the building, which is the street where we can have parking structure for it. Go for it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else? Does anyone here like to speak on this matter? Please come up.
name is Charlie Fleskus, and I'm a neighbor at 5060 Judson. I represent J&R Properties, Las Vegas, and this is all new to us, so the parking or not parking. I just have a couple questions because I'm not familiar with the project, such as where would the employees and customers park if there was no parking for vehicles on site? The parking out of the curb outside all has no parking signs on it, so I'm not sure. I just don't know, because I haven't been spoken to, nor have I seen any prints. I don't know what the future holds. And so I'm just curious about how that's working. And I'm also curious, last meeting I was here, and they had a request for off-site parking, and then I think that issue was tabled because nobody was here representing them. And I'm curious to when, how that pertains to this, and when that will be spoken about, because now we have two issues to do with parking, one saying no on-site parking, and another saying we park, I think he said park on-site, or maybe he meant to put the slabs on-site. So I guess I'm confused in being a neighbor that is, you know, bordering exactly. I'd like to know. And then also, we have everything together for building an easement on there. And I don't know anything about a building. I've heard that they're in the process of doing something with the building in the back. But we're trying to get easements signed, and so far we haven't had any cooperation from this neighbor to sign the easements so that we in turn can build out the cul-de-sac. Because at this point in time, I have two properties in the back that are landlocked, and it's been 2 years I've been requesting to get their attention to try to sit down and talk about it with the owner. All he's offered me is to talk to some other people that owners should talk to owners to try to get these things done. It's just, maybe it's old fashioned, but that's why I'd like to kind of promote them to talk to me. So, and that's all I'm coming from. I certainly have no, I don't care about the landscaping. I don't care about the height of the fence. I really don't even care about the parking, other than I'd like to know where they're going to park.
Okay.
So that's all I have.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, would you like to respond to something?
I do. Okay. So for customers, we're parked right in front of the building, which is, it fits about 8 vehicles right in front of the building. We do have purchased the yard in the back. It's all the way at the back. There's an alley, and it goes all the way at the back. It's actually gated, and the employees can actually park inside that property that belongs to us. So that's pretty much where the employees will be parking. All customers park right at the front, which fits about 8 vehicles.
Okay. Well, could I ask you where you're talking about here? I've got some overhead photos.
No problem.
I can't quite see what you're thinking. Is this the camera on that?
Yeah, I'll be scooting over here.
All right, so no problem. People can see. Over some.
I'm not good at
over
this,
that,
I guess.
Other way, towards you. By the mic. Put it right down there by the mic. All the way by there. Right on the side of the mic. There
okay, you go. And then I can zoom.
So then if you can zoom in, hold on.
This keeps
yours. There you go.
So where's that property that you own in the back?
That is right over here. It's all the way at the back.
Okay.
It's a brand new property where they were just purchased.
But you own the property all the way in the front, though.
Yeah, still. Mm-hmm. So the guys will drive into the driveway all the way to the gate in. There is a gate here. I can actually show you guys
here,
also.
This one shows it with a shadow here. You could maybe put that on the picture. I couldn't understand it. Now, you haven't developed that piece in the back yet?
It's actually under submittals. This is a total different building. This is for the existence, and then for the new one, they are actually working with the missile metals. It's two different kind of projects.
Okay.
But the parking will be all the way at the back.
Well, you're going to be developing that cul-de-sac then.
Parking by the way back there.
That doesn't show it any better than what I have.
So this is.
No, you got to move it over so people can see.
Yeah.
You can see better. Yeah, you can see the. It's a Google map, so you can actually see the.
So it shows right there.
So the red dot is the building that they're talking about.
So this is, this is our building, and then you see this right here?
Your head's in the way.
I'm sorry. Right here. You see this gate? this property in the market belongs to us.
Yeah.
So this is
your picture don't have the whole entire site.
Now, the new buildings that we're working for the permits to get it for that building, to build a new building. But that's something that's coming in 8 months.
Okay, so where does your neighbor's property begin?
I'm not aware of it.
If you can point to your building.
I can respond to that. The history with us is this area here.
You can go to the side.
I'm doing the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
This here, we're renting out to people to park there. But the Air Resources Board reminded us that you can't park, we're not even supposed to drive on the dirt, you're supposed to have asphalt. And so so we had to back off of it, and when we got our use permit a few years ago, it's contingent upon us building an easement out here. So all this has to be built out.
That's what I was wondering. Now, when you pulled you're pulling permits now for the building in the back, right?
Not me personally, somebody else is. Correct.
Okay, so that's under work right now.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have to pay for that construction of that cul-de-sac then, right?
That is correct.
Well, it would behoove you probably to, you boarded the cul-de-sac as well, right?
I have singly paid for all the engineering for everything. We've got everything ready. Everything's been approved by the county. In fact, they've been bugging us every couple of years, and we've been having to pay money to extend our use permit request. Because of the lack of cooperation by our friends that I would love to meet someday.
Yeah.
And because they purchased the property 2 years ago this December, so that we had a previous owner.
Okay.
And so, but everything's been silent. Love to talk to them. So if they were to park back here, I was wondering if they have a clearance from the Air Resources Board for parking on dust, because we can't. Maybe there's a step.
Unless it's paved, that might be paved.
It's not paved. It's the same material as mine.
That was what was confusing me. If he's going to build a property there, you have to have cooperation with the other adjacent people who.
When that happens to the building in the back, I'm pretty sure. Like I said, we just actually bought the building a year ago, September 6th of 2025. We bought the building. I don't know what kind of conversations he had with the previous owners, which. I wasn't really unaware of that, so I will more than welcome to introduce him to the new owner of the building. So that's pretty much what I got. Usually the employees park on the side. This pretty much, I'm not going to do it, but this and this area is where you see the vehicles, that's where they're currently parking.
It doesn't show very well, but the part he's referring to here, there is existing pavement up to about this here, their employees now, as you can see, they're parking on that side of the easement. That is paved. And as far as I'm concerned, I'd love to see a new building back there. I'd like to see improvement of a neighborhood. So I'm all on board about working together and getting this stuff done for the benefit of both of us.
Right. Okay.
But the parking on the dust is something I think the Air Quality Board might, or they will, object to.
Any other questions or comments from the board?
Do you have a plan? Do you have plans, blueprints?
Of the new building?
Yes.
I don't.
Okay.
Because they're not approved yet. So I don't want to show you something that is not approved before the back. But like I said to the gentleman, if you run to my office tomorrow, I can give you the contact and you can get with them.
Just for your knowledge, you know this, but I have tried to contact Noel multiple times. Doesn't answer phone calls, doesn't answer emails. I did finally catch him on the phone the other day.
What's his name?
But part of this right here, I mean, the conversation, you guys can take this after we finish doing, then you guys can get the information.
So we could talk.
But let us finish right here and get a motion and do whatever we need to do.
Well, the staff is recommending denial of one in item number one, which would be the landscaping along Judson, and item number three, which is an on-site parking waiver request, and they're approving item number two, which would be reducing the height of the existing security fence by half a foot. So,
and denial of the use permit.
Yeah. Any other discussion?
My only thing right now is the landscaping. I'm not really that concerned, all that concerned with. It does. I have a question though. My question is: there's a building in front of the first building. Is that building also yours? That's got a fence around it.
Yes.
So that building is also yours.
Correct.
Okay, and then the big building behind it is yours.
Correct.
Too? Okay, so. Yeah. So in question right now is the building in the back or the building in the front?
The front.
The driveway's over here.
So one that's got the fence around it?
Correct.
Okay. So, I'm just kind of struggling with this. There is one auto body shop, I don't know when that got put in, but they have a little landscaping in front of their building. The gentleman that just spoke, I don't know if you guys, I don't know if that's landscaping or not. I'm looking at this map.
Yes, we have a raised landscaping strip there. It's about
right, that, okay.
Wide for the full width of the building.
Okay, yeah, I do see that. Okay, and so it does look like there's a tiny bit of landscaping next to the J.T. Smog's place that's next. So I guess to be kind of somewhat consistent, and if the other two businesses have some type of landscaping, I guess, and then across the street, as ugly as that building, a lot, 777 Towing is another business. They also have landscaping in front of their building. And then there's an AutoZone, of course, that's on the corner of Nellis. They landscaped as well. And I'm just kind of going down the street just to see. If it's starting to be consistent with the landscaping, then just me personally, I want to follow what everybody else in the neighborhood is starting to do on that street, and it appears that they are doing the landscaping. But I can't wait. I have to go with staff on the landscaping piece. That's just me personally. But I'm just looking at the Google map and going with what's in the neighborhood. It wasn't necessarily a question. I'm just just talking amongst my peers and what I see.
I agree.
Okay, you agree. Anybody like to make a motion?
But there, I think there was some other waiver.
On-site parking. I think you should have some on-site parking. You want to eliminate it, all of it.
Yeah, and to me, it's kind of confused on the on-site parking because I mean, and I know you're doing that storage, but as I look at the picture. I mean, there's, I don't know, another 30, 40 just abandoned. I don't know, these junk cars or what? Are those cars yours or are those cars belong to somebody else?
No, those were from the previous owners over there. They're actually gone. They're not there anymore.
They're not there no more?
No, those
from
the previous owners.
Okay.
Reading over the staff's comments, they make a pretty good argument.
Yeah.
So I'd like to, if anybody.
You want to make a motion if you wanted to follow staff recommendation?
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to make a motion that we follow staff recommendation approving item number 2. That's his fence. A waiver on the fence and denying item 1 and number 3. So that's per staff server recommendation.
Okay.
And the use permit and the design review. The staff's recommending approval of the use permit. Or no, denial of the use permit and denial of the design review as well.
Correct.
I think he's just following staff recommendations.
Okay.
Yeah, I think follow staff recommendations all the way.
Is that your motion?
Yeah.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So your next meeting, where does it go to next?
It goes to the Planning Commission on the 4th of November.
Okay. Yeah.
Next item on the agenda is EMA Holdings, number UC25-0685-EMA Holdings, LLC Series 6. Use permit for truck parking and outdoor storage, waiver development standards. Eliminate street landscaping, number 2, modify buffering and screening, number 3, allow non-decorative fencing, number 4, modify residential adjacency standards, number 5, waiver of full site off-site improvements. Design review for truck parking and outdoor storage facility on 5.71 acres in the IP Industrial Park Zone within the airport environs, AE 65 overlay. Generally located Las Vegas Boulevard North, east of Puebla Street, within Sunrise Manor. For possible action with the Board of County Commissioners on November 19th, 2025. Is the applicant present?
Yes. Good evening, Town Board. James Grindstaff, representing the applicant. My address is 2608 Mountain Road Drive, North Las Vegas. This is a site that is currently, as you can see, we kept the property line in the center, showing you where the storage yard to the north is already zoned and being used. The owner did not understand that we needed to get this zone when it was originally being used, and that's why we're here now today. So we are here only as far as the zone change for this portion right here. Just for clarification, this portion is already zoned. So one of the things, I just want to address a few of the items that the staff had mentioned here at Town Board. One of the things they mentioned was one of the goals of the area plan is to get trucks off residential streets. One of the things we're doing by providing this lot in an area where we do find trucks parked in the street occasionally is we're able to help with this endeavor to get some of the trucks off the street. One of the other things they mentioned was the 6-foot block wall, which is here in the rear, and it is the block wall that divides our site from the residential RS2 single family to the back of our site. We are asking to keep the six foot wall in place because it's already there. If we were to put an 8-foot wall, it would be an 8-foot wall 2 or 3 feet in front of a 6-foot wall, and then it would create an area where trash or crime could occur, or homeless could set up camp, any of those things. So we are, that's why we suggest keeping the 6-foot block wall. We're happy to raise it to an 8-foot block wall if the engineering would allow it. We just are really concerned about building an 8-foot block wall 2 to 3 feet away from a 6-foot block wall. Happy to add two more courses on top of it to get it 8 feet if the engineering were to approve that we could do that. While we're addressing that, I just want to also show you the inset photo that we have here on the left. You can see that immediately adjacent to the storage yard that is in question, that is not zoned, what is adjacent to this is where the property line is. So what's adjacent to the subject parcel is open space and landscaping. There is no home adjacent. Now, of course, they're close right here, right? But in the justification letter, we talk about from our block wall to the first residential home is approximately 85 feet. So it's not right in a backyard. There is a landscape buffer, a right of way, more landscaping than the homes. In addition to the property line, the property is adjacent to a landscape buffer. One thing was mentioned was they were concerned about the noise that trucks would make in loading and unloading. I don't know if you're familiar, but the code had recently changed to create a loading and unloading and storage yard in Title 30. We chose not to apply for that for this because it is not our intent. We do not allow the trucks to load and unload their loads in this yard. It's only to store the trucks or an empty trailer. The only thing that they're allowed to do is transfer from their cab. You know, maybe they were on the road, they had stuff they took with them like that. None of the stuff that goes in a truck or on a flatbed are allowed to be transferred here, partially for that reason, right? Because of the noise, the time, and the idling of diesel trucks. The other thing is the waiver of development standards along Pueblo for both landscaping and full offsite improvements. We are asking for the waiver because there's no mechanism in the code to ask for an until it gets fixed question. The county owns the land over here. They will be putting a box culvert that will run through our land, tear up a significant portion of the landscaping in Pueblo. So we're asking for a waiver on a temporary basis until that is done. My understanding is there's a cost-sharing agreement that's being worked on with the director and the deputy director, obviously not subject to this subject to this application because it hasn't been worked out yet, but we just wanted to explain why we're asking for the waiver, because we don't have a mechanism in the code for until we get the box culvert put in. So I think those are the main things. I just also want to point out, we do have where we are putting in landscaping under the sustainability options. We've provided 10% more trees than were required. The landscape buffer is 10% wider than required, and we're using water efficient planting that provides 95% or more of the planting. So no buildings are being constructed here, so we couldn't get any points for buildings. But we did try to maximize all the potential points we could on the landscaping that we are putting in at this point. There's probably more things I could bring up, but I think that gets the broad picture based on staff's recommendations. And I'm here to answer any questions.
I have a
question. Yes, sir.
Any public comment on this?
My name is Bianca Rodriguez. I'm an owner to the property that's north on that picture, adjacent.
Is your house shown on that picture, or is it further away?
It's right next to that wall that is ours, that you said that you could build 3 feet over. It's a 5-foot wall. That wall is in my...
The existing...
Alexander Park, that community. Okay. It's the park that's right next to you guys. There's a block wall
divide
over here.
Do you want to
point to your
right here?
Okay,
is this your? I mean, that's
yeah, right here. Yeah, this is me.
Right here.
Yes, actually, where's your
home? You passed it.
Is it right here?
That's your lot.
Yeah, that right here. Yeah. This is.
Oh, I see. I'm upside down. Sorry.
Yeah, that's your lot right there. This
wall belongs to this community.
Right. Understood. Okay. Yeah. And this part of is already zoned for a truck park.
Yeah. Right. So, I thought I saw in here that you want to also remove the waiver to allow non-decorative fence.
That would be for the section of chain link fence that we have that's already installed along Las Vegas Boulevard and Pueblo.
It should be a block wall or something more?
Well, the code allows for other alternatives, and the chain link fence, we would put the privacy slats in it, and that was one of the things we suggested as the alternative to that.
Well, currently it's just a side story. To see, like, from my community, there's barbed wire, like all around the property, like that, like I'm telling you, that wall that backs up to our, that is ours, the one that they could potentially build up. They also want to put barbed wire on that wall, which we denied because it looks like we're, you know, it doesn't look, it's untimely. Right. So I would like to ask the board to please ask the owner to make the property as appealing, you know, nice to look at, because it is, it's destroying our views. All we see are shipping containers out of our windows and trucks, and it's really unsightly. It's bringing our property values down.
I believe we don't have any shipping containers out
Well,
there.
The trailers are, it looks like shipping containers all back there.
Yeah, they're trailers, yes.
Yeah, there's trailers, but that's all you can see from our windows is like that storage yard, and it's really unsightly. And whatever they can do to make it look prettier, I would advise them to move forward. Anything that they can do to make it look better or prettier, I'd be happy with that.
Great. So one of the things I'd like to address is, you see it on the back buffer, we're putting 24 feet of landscaping with a double row of trees that are evergreen. So that way, not only is there the block wall, there was all. At mature, there'll be 25 to 30 feet tall trees.
Also, I have another question mm-hmm. for you. On the, if you should, where's our property line?
It's right here.
Okay, do you guys own the land?
We don't, that's owned by the county.
Okay, all right. Yeah, so I'm also an HRA, we might consider letting you build on our wall. That is a consideration that okay.
So,
it's allowed.
So if that's something that we can work with them, if the structural engineer comes out and says their wall is structurally sound, that we can add 2 feet of course on it, we're happy to do that. As opposed to building a whole 8-foot wall that close to another 6-foot wall. So we'd love to entertain that with you guys.
Okay. That's it. That's all my concerns. I just wanted to look pretty and not look like a barbed wire. It's terrible right now.
Great. Well, we appreciate that, and that's what we're working on right now, especially with, you know, the 20-foot wide landscape buffer with double row of trees back there. So.
Right. I think you, I mean, based on the staff report, it looks like you have addressed most of the staff concerns. I'm assuming, I think.
Well, you make an attempt here.
I did have one comment, not necessarily because I do agree with the property owner to try to make it as pleasing. I didn't know that barbed wire. I thought barbed wire on top of the fence was, it wasn't legal. I don't know if that's. Is barbed wire for county is that okay? That legal?
I have to double check. I know we have security fencing. I don't know if barbed wire is including security fence.
Yeah, I know the court specifically addressed it in an industrial zoning, which is what we're asking.
Oh, industrial zoning. Okay.
But certainly, we would like to learn.
Yeah, can we look
about
at that and see that? Yeah, and then the other thing is, I must. In the city, we did a parking area for trucks, not necessarily containers, and it cleaned up the neighborhood and around. And it, and the crazy thing about it is literally on Jones, which is a big, it's on Jones by Brindley Middle School. It's by middle school, but it's a big, it's a nice little lot, and it stays full. And it took all of the 18-wheeler truck portions of it, not the bed portion, right, but the truck portion off the streets and off the, you know, neighborhood, which was really, really helpful for a community, that they're no longer on the side of the streets and just parked all over the place. They have a place that they actually park for the most part when they're doing it right, and they're not bringing the whole entire trailer and all that in there. It does kind of clean up a neighborhood. So I think it's something that's needed in this industrial park area, where people aren't parking up and down Folk Street and all over the place where they have an appropriate park, place to park.
This, if I could add something, this area, I've lived in Sunrise Manor since the 1960s. And I first visited the area in the 1950s, 54. And there was nothing out there at this time. And I remember my grandfather scaring me from when the jet engines were roaring. He said, "That's a mountain lion. Watch out!" You know, he was kidding with me because that sounded like
sure.
You know, and
especially those jet engines.
Yeah. Today. Well, it wasn't. Well, that was, you know, back in the 1950s, the F-100s, the F-86s, small planes, and the county let a lot of homes be developed around that area. I mean, there wasn't a lot of foresight because Las Vegas had 25,000 people.
Sure.
In the whole county, you know, Clark County. It was very small. And so there wasn't a lot of thinking. And so we're struggling here in Sunrise Manor with these zoning meetings. I can't speak for the rest of the board, but I'm struggling because you've got a lot of homes built all through this area, and a lot of them are being taken out and replaced with industrial. But they still have a lot of homeowners are going to have to suffer. And that's what it is. When the area that was previously ranch estates becomes zoned for industrial, or when you've got a subdivision of homes on small lots next to what's now going to be a truck parking area, it's really hard for the residents. And this is something that not a board member here, I'm struggling with, because it's
how do you balance it?
You're right, and they're suffering. That's a moral dilemma that I think the whole county is facing. But this is the facts of life. You know, it's an accident potential zone right there when the airplanes, ammunition, we've had airplanes go down.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, one just a couple years ago, and barely.
Just after it came up into the line.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then North Las Vegas had the tragedy of the Thunderbirds coming in and crashed, you know, and followed the leader, you know, right into the ground. So, things happen. Anyway, staff here is writing in your case. Staff finds that a truck parking facility is not compatible use adjacent to a single-family residential development. Well, 50 years ago, they approved that development. Intensity and frequency of truck parking operation may include frequent truck circulation, truck engine idling, and loading and unloading of trailers has a potential to generate significant amount of noise and as well as light pollution. These impacts are not adequately mitigated, could adversely affect the residences to the north. So that's what planning says about it. And sitting here, I have a problem reading that and knowing, seeing the big picture here and going to approve it. That's my moral dilemma. So.
Understood.
Okay.
Yeah, when I was in the Air Force, I lived about 500 yards back there, 4212 Paramount.
Yeah.
So that was my first house here in the valley.
Right.
So I'm very familiar with this neighborhood, and I do know even back in the day, people were always parking the trucks in the area because it was already so much industrial.
Yeah.
Is this
yeah.
the perfect solution? By no means, no. I don't know if there's a perfect solution.
Right.
Does it help? I think it does.
Yeah. Well.
And of course, the biggest concern that the neighbor brought up was the unsightliness of the area, and I think, 24-inch box, double row, evergreens will certainly help with that a lot.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's a wonderful proposal to help mitigate the problem. It's zoned, you got the zoning, but it's just the waiver of development standards that you're asking for. That's what we're sitting for today.
Right, because they did recommend approval on the zoning, just not on the truck.
Right. So,
I'm sorry, use permit.
Yeah. That's all I got to say. Anybody else?
Say what I.
Roxy, sorry, I just want to clarify with the security fence. So we do need to classify that as security fence, and it is permissible in industrial zones only, which he is. It cannot exceed over 10 feet.
Are you talking about the barbed wire piece, or are you just talking about the
fence? Yes, it is considered, based on Title 30, a security fence. So it is permitted, just can't go. The height of the fence completely can't be more than 10 feet.
Okay. I got you. I don't think people should be storing too much stuff that's going to be too, people want to break in over there. I do agree with the neighbor in terms of the barbed wire kind of stuff. Maybe the fence just goes higher if it's security. I mean, the fence could be higher, 8 feet fence or whatever. But I think we need to either eliminate the barbed wire, or I've seen the iron gates that kind of have like it's kind of straight with kind of the little hook or the, I don't know, it's kind of like a, V, not a V, but a.
It just look like that.
Anti-climbing type.
Yeah, it's kind of anti, but it looks like this. I mean, it's kind of like a wrought iron. It's like a wall iron, and it's kind of.
You'd have to be Spider-Man to kind of.
Yeah, so I mean, something like that. If we wanted to kind of, make a, partnership with the neighbors, so we don't have barbed wire, we have more of a wrought iron on top of that piece. Kind of, and with that, it can have a little decorative look to it. You do the wrought iron look versus just
the
barbed wire.
I'll take that to the owner.
So maybe that could be a consideration
and
get rid of the barbed wire.
Understood.
So on the top of that fence.
You like that?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I don't like the barbed wire.
Yeah, I don't like the barbed wire either.
Because little bags get stuck in there, and now you got to pluck everything out of there.
Exactly. Plus, people don't want to feel like they're living behind a prison with barbed wire and all that kind of stuff. But we understand security, but then there's different levels of what we call security walls.
Sure.
And I don't think you guys are protecting anything that's just.
The staff recommends deny the whole thing. So, yes.
Are they denying the
approval of the zone change?
Yeah, they're approving the zone change.
Yeah, the zone change. Yeah. So who wants to make a motion?
Motion to approve according to staff recommendations.
We're going to vote on number 2 first, is the zone change, and then vote on number 3.
Yeah, the first one is the zone change, so we need a recommendation for the zone change, which staff does approve.
Motion to approve.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Zone change approved.
And then number three comes with a whole bunch of development standards that they want to either use permit, some other stuff. Make a stab at that one. And see, a part of it is I'm a little confused on some of them. Like development standards, like number four, it says the applicant requests to allow outdoor storage as a primary use. But the storage, my understanding is the storage are the vehicles, are the 18-wheelers, not necessarily containers, or is it both?
Well, there can be trailers back there as well. The 18-wheelers, the truck and the trailer both can be stored. But not loaded or unloaded. We don't want that.
Right, there's no warehouse to be loaded and unloading stuff there, so that we know that's a given, I would assume. I guess the one thing that I don't see in here, and I'm sure probably a motion is going to be made probably to just deny, follow staff recommendations, and deny everything. However, one of the biggest concerns from the neighbors was the fencing. So even if the whole thing is denied, I would like, as you move forward or go to the Planning Commission or the Board of County Commission, that wall and the barbed wire be completely eliminated in terms of security, and then we look at more of a wrought iron kind of security fencing. Even if there's a motion to deny everything else and it moves forward, at some particular point in time, I would like, I would like the owner to make a amends with the
Sure. If we get it approved, obviously to be able to store there, right? We'll certainly work with them on how we finish the top of that fence.
Yeah, that would just be my thing. But I think based on my peers, it looks like we probably want to just go ahead and make a motion to follow staff recommendation for denial. However, on the record, I just wanted to make sure that if the Board of County Commissioners or the Planning Commission approves it, that we do look at the wall and make it nice and pleasing and get rid of the barbed wire fence.
Can I just one thing? I don't think it is a wall. This is the wall that's currently there. It's 5 feet. These are the shipping containers behind it. This is the property. This is the current wall, and all that is the shipping containers.
Right.
Can you see?
Right. Yeah. I catch up.
So I don't even think if they raised it by 3 feet.
You're still gonna see. Yeah.
The real key to screening are the trees.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the real.
And that's gonna be the piece if they and what size trees did you say you would put? And that would be by the residence. Those trees would be.
Adjacent to their 3-inch caliper, 20 feet on center, 3-inch caliber. So
how large do those actually
40
get?
40 feet at canopy full growth. 40
foot, okay.
Yeah.
If they grow out big enough, then they
20 foot wide, 40 foot tall.
Eventually.
I don't know how long these trees take to grow nowadays. we've got so many new trees that are on the approved list now. I haven't had a chance to plant them and see how quick they grow yet.
So for right now, I think we're going to go ahead and I'll make a motion to follow staff recommendation. But if this should be approved at a later date by one of the other boards, because we're recommending committee, I would strongly just suggest that we listen to the neighbors in terms of the barbed wire and be making it
as sightful as possible. And part of that is the trees, but the other part is the barbed wire.
Are those desert willow trees?
They are shoestring acacias.
Okay.
One of the new trees that was just added to the list when they redid it 18 months ago, I think, was when the list was redone.
Okay.
And they're getting ready to redo it again in 26, they said. So okay. Add some new stuff.
So the recommendation for the third item is to follow staff recommendation for deny.
All in favor?
Aye.
And okay. Then you go to Board of County Commissioners, and then you go straight back to the Board.
Is the Board of County Commissioners
Board
on the 19th?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So, yeah, those are big trees.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's nice. That's a big tree. That you can show her what the tree looked like.
Yes, I pulled it up. It looks like it's going
to. Yeah, we got to go to the next item, but yeah, he was just putting up.
Pretty
I mean, if you have some big trees like that, I think that kind of helps a little bit.
It does. Thank okay. you.
Thank you. Now, don't forget for you that go to the next meeting, which is the Board of County Commissioners, because they make the final decision.
November
4th,
it's at the 19th. The next November at the Grand Central?
Yes.
What time?
What
is it being at
9? 7
p.m.
No, this one goes to Board of County Commissioners.
9 a.m. on Tuesday, November 19th. Or Wednesday, November 19th.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that you attend that so then you can, and then you can at least reiterate some of the things that we said here too. But they will have all that on record as well.
You can reach out to the county commissioner for that area.
Okay.
Just email
me and I'll
give you the contact. Okay, you said Tuesday, November 18th, or that's 19th? 19th.
Or Wednesday,
sorry.
Okay, at
9
a.m.
All right,
thank you. You guys have a good night.
Thank you.
Okay. General business. No general business. Comments by the general public. There's no general public, so we'll waive that tonight. Next meeting date, November 13th, 2025. Meeting adjourned.
All right, cool.
I tried to get her to do general comment, but.
She didn't want to make no comments.
Yeah, where is Al?
Thank you, Jill.